Lazarim. Hey, Truma is also Lazar, only cranes allowed to eat it. Mashenke Maisashani is Mutta for Zar. So the Gemara Hanech Nefishin, Abigafat Kodshim has more Chumras than Truma have. Therefore, it's Mistarva to say, if you're saying only Maisashani is also Banor, but something is Mutta, it's more Mistarva. Truma is Mutta Banor and not Kodshim. Because Kodshim have more Chumras than Truma has. The boy is saying, another Teretz is, Koydesh Chomra, Taya Poshet Garet, Kodshim is more Chomra than Truma. Shkein Einish Chorus. Chorus is a bigger chaymer than Misa B'dei Shemayim. Why is this? So if you eat kodshim, you chayiv chorus. If you eat truma, you only chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. Therefore, kodshim is more chomer. So Drashi, why is it more chomer? Chorus. Drashi, chorus sadifo, this pei trei chumri. Yom of nechrosim, you'll die early, young, v'hoi lecharuri. Who are then stam chorus? Like Drashi, you'll go without children also. That means your kids will also be killed out. So that's Muhammad the Misa B'dei Shemayim. Misa B'dei Shemayim means only you'll have a Misa. Vashenken Chorus means even your children also. Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, Omar Kro, the Pasuk says, Titein Loi, give it to him. Loi V'loi L'Oiroi, him and not for the Or. Of a Mechlau, the Bas Oiroi Hu, it is a Bas Oiroi. So Drashi, Reishis Degoncho, Titein Loi V'loi L'Oiroi. It's going on Truma. When you give truma to a kohen, the Torah says, "Titein loiv loy loyrei mikaran shein tormin min atomei al ator." If you want to take off truma from peres that ator, you're not allowed to take truma to me. You can't take peres that atomei. The chesed was the pasuk says, "Titein loy, give the kohen truma dov haroy loy lechol, something that's roy that the kohen could eat it." For loy loses loyrei, but now don't give him something tomei. That what can he do with the dov tomei? Only for burning it. Lahosik, to use it for fuel. Now, me the Yitzchak lemute, about the Torah to say, don't give it. Mechlad abas urihi lasoka. Mashma, if the Kohen gets truma tumeya, he is allowed to use it loyroy. He could use it for his fuel. But the Torah is telling you, when you give truma to a Kohen, make sure don't give him truma tumeya that he can only use lasoka, but give him something that he can use mamish lachila. So there's enough in the pasuk to say that truma tumeya, a coin is allowed to use to have anor from the oirei. Let's see Rashi before. Rashi, kodesh lematina nahachumra shekain yesh boi chumrei panak. It has all these chumris. The royal gam lezu chayov mola mishum pigel. The what kodshim has a chiyah pigel. Shochat almanas lecha chuslas manei. B'shas the coin shefted the korban yadamach shava tidiat chuslas manei the wrong time. V'yochal. Afilu bezmanai, later he eats a bezmanai, it's chal pigel. Or mishum noiser, is a psul noiser, chuslas manai. Mamish, means if you mamish eat it the wrong time, that's called noiser, after the time, and not allowed to eat it anymore. V'loi choshev metchila, he didn't have the machshava. V'kori korban, v'yesh by mila, it has a shem korban, it's also the chi of mila. V'yaf agav the kochim, la'achilas kahanim, ain't be mila. So a kodshim that the kohanim are allowed to eat is no more mila. A mikol makim teres mila shaychebe shaych the isa mila. In kodshim hain, if it's a chatas or a chatis yesh bo mila lofnei zrika lechol hanenim hem any hanoyah before zrikas yechayiv mila. V'im kodshim kalim hain yesh mila v'mereim on the chela that you burn there's nisa mila liyachas zrikas damim lofike trumad les biklal mashenkin truma never has the isa pigel. Or mila, never has the use of mila. The chorus lo oichlam betuma haguf. If somebody eats kodshim betuma haguf, is chayiv chorus. O truma b'misa b'dei shemayim. If you eat truma when you tumah, you chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. Yom ev niktzorim, it's only you die young. Avol ein hoelach hariri. It doesn't mean your children will also die. Mashenkin chorus is more chama, even children will die. Also learning kavuchayim b'maisa for maisa sheni avul truma muteris learning. Learning is ladi truma koyin. It's an einin. He's ladi truma. Vivomas perikorum zar base pavim zara samatlo chavleyaninus einin calls the man shonik for maisa. Calls the man. You didn't make the kfura. A person is called an einin. Machpaz truma has these milas misa b'dei shemayim lezar oichle for yisrael each truma. It's a chayiv misa b'dei shemayim oy koyin tamei. The chaimish lazar oichle b'shoygi. If you eat truma b'shoygi, you have to pay back a chaimish more. The chesed kiyech al kodesh b'shkoga, the yosef chamishasay love, you have to moisten the chaimish. Avo kodesh, mashenkin kodshim, mishoh shiyes het lakanim. As soon as the kohen malari eat it, la'achazrika, it's only ketruma, it hasn't been like truma. The yotzim they milu. There's no more milu anymore. Sure, they ain't chaimish. There's no yisach chaimish b'shoygi gachlosoy. V'yesh to muk milu b'chumoshim. The chumoshim fifth of the fifth. Love Niri. Let's come on to that. Name lepidyon loitzia lechulin. You can never make truma come into chulin. Avu kodesh yesh kodesh and iftor. There are certain cases that kochim have a pidyon to it. They're going shuhumam. A korban they got a mum. Lefnei shchitza, before you made a shchitza and came about mum, you could be poyder it. The asurim lazarim lo'elam. A truma is also lo'elam. Avu kodesh yesh kodesh shemut lazarim. Liyachas rika. There are certain kochim kalim, that the bailam are allowed to eat from the meat. To goin maise beima v'toydu shlamim. There are more names. Says kochim has more chumrah than kisurim than truma has. So that's about the mistavre. If something is muta bano, it has to be truma. Tmei is muta bano, or the kochim is shashir burn kochim tmeiim. It's also bano. Therefore, you're not allowed to burn. Therefore, kochim you can't burn on yomtiv. So why does the Mishnah say you can't burn shem and sreifa on yomtiv? That's truma tmeiya. That's only gzera. If you're going to burn Shem and Truma Tumeya on Yontif, well, guys, then maybe you burn Kochim. So on Yos Machos Exeret. Stop here. Switch. Here, the Chofeim Beis. Yab Yishmoel Oime. The Mishnah of Yishmoel Oime, Eimad Likim, Beitroin. With no cover of Shabbos, you can't light the near Shabbos with itroim with no cover of Shabbos. We said itroim. The Drasha said that psulta de zifta. That's the bad part of the zephyrs of the tar, and the reason is because it smells very bad. So we're afraid in the middle of the Suda Shabbos, you go and go away from it. My timer. What's wrong with lighting with itroim? It's a good type of a shema that burns well. Omarova mitoy shereichara, since it smells very bad, gzeira shem yanichenu v'yetzes. Gzeira, maybe you'll leave your table in the middle of the Shabbos Suda, you go away from the Suda Shabbos because it smells so bad. That's why you shouldn't light with it mitchila. So what's the fellow? So you go out. What's it going to do with your chayv? You want to be yetzes the mitzvah that lokes near Shabbos, light it with your ring. I light it, maybe you go out. So what if you go out? His poshut Abayis kasher is that the mitzvahs had luck you to light ner is the covered Shabbos. What do I care if you're not going to eat by the ner? Zokter Omalei shani yoimer had luck is ner b'Shabbos chayv. He says no, I'm the chadash. I hold this called the chayva. It's a chayva to light the ner the covered Shabbos. So Rashi says, Rashi v'yetzei my yichpaslon. What's wrong if you go out? L'chur you still lit them and you lit the ner for Shabbos. The Teretz says he holds it's a chayva, the Trashi, covered Shabbosu. Lighting the Neris is called the covered Shabbos. Why? She'ein suda chashuv ele b'mokim or. You only can have a good suda if you have or light by the suda. Kein your moment. Should be as light as it by daytime. Referek basu the yuma. Therefore, since it's an Indian of covered Shabbos to have a good suda, so if you're not going to have the Ner b'shas the suda, it's going to be a sun in your suda. So you hold it's a chayva to have Neris poshed where you eat. And here we're afraid, since it smells so bad, you're not going to be able to eat the yisuda in front of this ner, so you're not going to be yaitz yechayva. So Rashi calls it covered Shabbos. Tosfos calls it oinik Shabbos. Yom Rabbeinu Tam, look in there. Tosfos, Av Yom Rabbeinu Tam, the Shibashu, Lo Hevi Ela Lahatzola Bialmo, Av Lokas Ner, He Chayva Shel Mitzvos oinik Shabbos. It's called the Chayvus of Mitzvah Oynik Shabbos. Over Kamo Chayvus saying the Tuna Brocha. If Toys has a shell, do you have to make a Brocha or not? The first sheet of Toys says you don't make a Brocha on their Shabbos. It's only called the Chayvam. And soon say the Gemara calls the Mayim Achreinim also called the Chayvam. And we don't make a Brocha when we wash Mayim Achreinim. So therefore Toys has a sign, you don't have to make a Brocha on their Shabbos either. But then Toys says, no, Bomer Ben Tam, the Shibishu, it's wrong. It's not done to my machronim. It's my machronim is going to take away the salt that you have on your hands from the end of the Suda. There's an Indian of Oynik Shabbos. Pasha, the Oynik Shabbos is the way Rashi says. The Oynik Shabbos is if you have a Suda in front of the Ner, it's a nicer Suda. So now it's called more Oynik Shabbos. And the Rambam, the Madaik, is both dinim in Hadlokas Ner Shabbos. There's an Indian of Kovet HaShabbos. And there's an Indian of Oynik Shabbos. And an Afghimina is Kovet Shabbos, thoughts from Erev Shabbos. It's supposed to be mechabit Shabbos even before Shabbos. Einik Shabbos goes on Shabbos as a chayiv to have einik, to enjoy yourself on Shabbos. So the neres have two inyonim. You're supposed to light it before Shabbos, meaning be mechabit the Shabbos, and the Shas the Suda, there's also an inyon of einik Shabbos. That's why it's interesting. Really, you're supposed to have lights all over your house on Shabbos. Like we'll see later. We have before even. The inyon of hadlokas near Shabbos is also al shalom bayis. Shalom bayis is, you shouldn't fall. If it's dark, you don't know where you're walking, you'll trip on something. So that's why really all over your house you should have a light on. So you should have at least a bathroom light on, and you open up the doors, or go into your bedroom at least, or in the hallway. It shouldn't be dark, then maybe you'll trip. And for that's like, where do we ikad din? We light on there. We light on there, but makam achila, the same room where you eat. What's the tudinim? Because the shas you eat, that's a new inyan of Einik Shabbos. They have the nearest all over your house. That's time out shalom bayis. It shouldn't be dark. You shouldn't trip. But from by the table, the lav dafka has to be on the table. But in the room, at least where you eat, there the light shas Einik Shabbos. It makes a better achila. That's why usually we make the bracha b'makam achila. Usually where we eat on the table or in that room, we light the nearest. That's where we make the bracha there. But that has two inyanim to the nearest. It's an inyan of shalom bayis and as Einik Shabbos. That was the teretz. He holds it's a chayva. Hadlokas neretz is a chayva. That means you're supposed to have yisudah b'makamor. So itrin, it smells very bad. We're afraid you'll leave the table. So you're not going to be mekayim the Einik Shabbos. So you shouldn't light with it. Hadlokas ner Shabbos chayva. The Omer Rav Nachman bar Rav Zavda. V'yamri lo Omer Rav Nachman bar Rova. Omer Rav. Hadlokas ner b'Shabbos chayva. It's mamash a chayva. And mainly you make a bracha on it also. Rechitza shodayim v'raglayim v'chamin. Arvis is reshus. Poshna means arvis means right before Shabbos. And erev Shabbos is an inyan to wash yourself. So loshna gemara is yodayim v'raglayim, your hands and your feet. You should do v'chamin with hot water. So that's only called reshus. Hey, it's not even called a chayv. It's a reshus. It's something nice to do. Now, if you mean it is, if you don't do it, you don't get a lanish for it. So Rashi rechitza shodayim v'raglayim. So Rashi learns arvis leil Shabbos. Interesting. Rashi's mashma on Shabbos itself at night, you should wash yourself. But halacha is brought down, you should do it erev Shabbos. Also, halacha is brought down, you're supposed to take a shower, kol hufay, it's brought down halacha. It's interesting. Lashna Gemara is only yadayim v'raglayim. Halacha is brought down, then you take at least a shower before Shabbos in Chamin. So, devani oime mitzvah. And I say, no, rechitz is only called the mitzvah. So, the Gemara, my mitzvah, what's this mitzvah? Derm Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Kachoye min hogoish Rav Yehuda bar Iloi. This was a nice meaning. They said, Nafkumina is, if you don't do it, you're not over Navera. Just a nice thing to do. The what he do, Eres Shabbos, Mevi'in Loi, Areva, Malaya, Cham. He used to bought a top full of hot water. V'roichetz ponet v'yoda v'raglav. Right to the same lotion. Only he washed his face, his hands, and his raglav. Or misatif, and he put a nice beged on. V'yoshe b'sadinin, he was wearing his flax. Type of a nice beged, umetziyotzin. Even though it was made out of flax, pishtam, still he had tzitzis on it. We'll soon see that even though having tzitzis, Mata Gemara, they used to have tchelis. They used to have loven and tchelis blue wool. The blue wool had a dafka be from tzemer, from wool. So if you're wearing a beged made out of flax, you had automatically had to have klayim in it. Because the beged was made out of flax, and the tzitzis, the tchelis, made out of wool. So still we hold Esther Decholos, I say, when you be in a Kayim mitzvah tzitzis, you're allowed to wear Kayim in your tzitzis. So he used to wear his sardinim, his flax clothing, with tzitzis inside it. V'doim ala malach Hashem tzavokas. His mamash looked like a malach Hashem. He was washed, prepared himself for Shabbos, he looked nice, he had kedusha with him, he looked like a malach. So that's the inyan of a mitzvah, it's a nice thing to do, I'll cover the Shabbos, to wash yourself before Shabbos. But his tamidim, they would hide from him the corners of their begodim. They also used to take a shower and then put on their sardine and put on their flax clothing, but they wouldn't put tzitzis on it. Because we'll soon see they didn't hold esed echolos. We'll soon see why. So since they didn't put tzitzis on their flax begodim, they would hide from the Rebbe the corners, that the Rebbe should not notice they're not wearing tzitzis. Omelhem, the Rebbe said to them, Beni, the Rebbe noticed it though, that the Tamidim were not showing them the corners. Mashma, they did not have tzitzis on it. So the Rebbe asked them, Beni, didn't I teach you, Lechem, Sadin b'tzitzis, in the case where you have a beged made out of flax. And to put on tzitzis, the tchelis has to be from wool. So Huri being over in Issa Klayim now, is Beishamai Poitrin, Enechnami. Beishamai says, you put it from tzitzis. Because Beisham Lusunsi doesn't dance in Smuchim, he doesn't know from Esther Decholoi Sasei. So since there's a law not to wear Klayim on this Pishtim Dikavegid, you can't put Sissus on it. Or Beisil Mechayovim, though. But Beitzil is mechayiv you to put tzitzis on it. Because we dash in smuchin and we say, essay is doichel oisasein. The essay of tzitzis is doichel av a klein. The halacha k'divre Beitzilu. And the halacha is like Beitzilu. Therefore, that's why he himself did put on tzitzis. And he had a tainus to Tamidim, how come you're not putting on tzitzis on your beggar made out of flax? The yinu savri, what did the Tamidim hold though? The halacha is like this. Gizeira mishum ksus laila. Even though midirais, if you have a flax begid, you're allowed to put tzitzis, put the tchelis, this wool inside it, because esad eichel oisa say, for a sixzeri you shouldn't do it, otuk sus lailam. Maybe you wear this begid at night, and at night time you're not being a kind of yesi of tzitzis. Obviously you're only over the lot of climb, then you don't have the esad eichel oisa say. Therefore the rabbanan patted you even in the daytime, when then it should be allowed to wear the klayim, because they say esad eichel oisa say the rabbanan made exerim patted you even by yom you don't have to put tzitzis on, or to maybe you wear it at night when then you'll only be over the lav itself. See Rashi. Bisadina hamitziyotzin sadinim shel pishtin, that sadinim made out of flax uvehen tzitzis, and the Rebbe put on tzitzis shel tchelis from blue wool. That's klayim. Elo shemutim in that Torah, the dashin is smuchim. We dashin smuchim. The pasuk says loisul b'shatnis. Don't wear shatnis. Then right away it says gedilim taslucho. Then it says right away, but make tzitzis. So here we dashin, you're allowed to make tzitzis from klayim. So even though you're wearing a beged shel pishtun, you're allowed to put tzitzis on the beged. It's mutter. So that's what the Rebbe did. But the Talmidim was mechaben mimeno kanfek susin. They used to hide the corners of their begodim. Shoyel hem sadinam sheinu mitziyotzin. Because they used to wear the flax begodim without tzitzis on it. So the Rebbe asked them, didn't I teach you that beshamai talkes poitrim v'yaf agav the tzitzis choyvuhu v'chol talisoi sheyesh l'yodom, even though it was a mitzvah's essay to put on tzitzis and all the begodim you wear. V'yaf filo menochim b'kufsa, the sound where Rashi brings down the shita, that's one man diom the Gemara menochis, that even a beggar that's in your closet is also mechoyiv in tzitzis. The tzitzis beggar. Avi, you have a beggar that has four corners to it, you're supposed to put tzitzis on it. Hani de pishtin aber hat beshame pturin. Mishum de klayim lo shara rachmonu. Lo dashi smuchim. That's beshame shita. Beshame doesn't dash in smuchim. He doesn't know from Esther de chaloisa say. So you have a beged. Shel pishtin, you have no chiyah to put sittis on it. Aber bei tilo mecha yovan de dashi ne smuchim. We say Esther de chaloisa say. And the loch is like betilo. So melo, he had a time to samidim. How come you're not putting on sittis on your beged shel pishtin? He have Yehuda ben Eloi, Barbari Loi. So the Inu Savri is Rashi Talmidov. Shayu Oisrim, they the Asterans did not put tzitzis on their baggage or pishtin. Sovan he the locha gives hilul. Midi Yiraisa taka v'chayovim midi Yiraisa. Midi Yiraisa is supposed to put the tzitzis in these begodim. Miyu Rabbonin gozu b'hu mishum ksus laila. The Rabbonin made a gzera. Maybe you'll put it on pishtin onto ksus laila. Now what's called the ksus laila? Rashi Shita is sheme yehaloi ksus sheme yuchid lalelis. Maybe you'll have like pajamas. You're going to have a beggar that's miyuchet to only wear in the nighttime. So if you have this beggar that's miyuchet only to wear in the nighttime, you're potter from tzitzis. That's Rosh Hashitah. His Gemara always says the ksus laila is potter from tzitzis because the pasuk says reisa moisai. You have to be able to see it. And at night you can't see it. So the Rambam Shita is poshid. Any beggar you wear at night, you're potter. At nighttime it's not as the man tzitzis. And any beggar you wear in the daytime, you're mechuyev in tzitzis. Rashi Shita is mashma like that. Rashi Shita is telling you if a beggar is miyuchet for laila or not. As if the beggar is like pajamas that most time you wear, it's miyuchet for laila. Even if you wear your pajamas in the daytime and it'll be such a beggar that has to wear tzitzis, still you'll be potter from tzitzis. Mashen, can you wear a beggar that's miyuchet for yoin? Like our tzitzis, if you wear it at nighttime, you would be mechuyev in tzitzis according to Rashi. And you'd be mekayim the mitzvah tzitzis. So Rashi says, when Shema Yehelo Ksus Shem Yuchad Alelo, should have like pajamas. Vayito Boy Tzitzis, she'll also put tzitzis on your Pishtim Dika pajamas. Vanim Tzalevish Klaim Shleba Mokim Mitzvah. Then you'll be over an Avera, because a beggar that's Yuchad for Laila has no mitzvah tzitzis. The Ksus Laila Loy Mechayim Tzitzis. The Ksiv the Posik says, Reisem Oisoi. You have to be able to see the tzitzis. And a beggar that's Yuchad for Laila, since at night time you can't see it, Rosh Shitu is that beggar is Potter even Beyoim. La locha, we're machim like boshitis. That's why, even though if you do put on a talis at nighttime, you don't make a brocha. If you put on tzitzis at nighttime, you don't make a brocha. Even though, like Rashi Shita, our talis would be mechuyiv and tzitzis balaylo. Because since the ikka talis is miyuchet for yoim, so even it's called the beged shol yoim, even if you wear it at night, still you'd be mechuyiv. But halacha, we don't make a bracha because we're cheshut for the other sheet. As the Lord know, it's totally in yoim or at laila. Anything you wear at night time, you putter, and anything you wear at daytime, you chayiv. Echatz nafkiminosa. That's why people are not makbe bedafka take off the tzitzis right away at night. You can still wear it through the night time. Because according to Rashi Shiti, you mekayim the mitzvah kopon. And since the ikat talis is miyuchet for yoim, so kol zaman you wear it even at night time, you also be mekayim the mitzvah. So Rashi Yevam is parchinon yechibezdin mafkin lakadovim min atayrah churitakasha midirais. If you wear this pishtin that's miyuchet for yoim, it's a mitzvah tzitzis, and you have a chiyuv to put tzitzis on it. So how could Rabbanu pati you and give you a heter to wear this begodim without tzitzis, i.e. being over nisa deraisa? You're not allowed to wear a begit or dalet kanfois without tzitzis. Lift the rest of chiyuv from mishani shevi atas tshani. Rabbanu have a koyach mishum mitzeres shevi atas. Rabbanu say just sit down and don't do anything. Hey, you're putting on this begit. I once the begit is on you, now you're mechuyuv to put tzitzis. Rabbanu have a right to say no. We're not being mechayiv to put on the tzitzis. So the kasha, the most kasha is, I found on your shevi atasta, you're putting on the begid. But there it says, when you put on the begid, you're not mechuyev and tzitzis. It's only after the begid is on you, now there's a chiyuv to go put tzitzis on it. So here the Rabbanan says, since this begid is made out of pishtun, and there's a gzerim of the Rabbanan, don't put klayim in it, because maybe you're going to put it onto a begid that's miyuchud for laila. So the Rabbanan have a right with shevi atasta, means just sit back and don't do the mitzvah. They could tell you, even if a mitzvah deraisam, sit back and don't do it. And you don't get any yoinish. Rabbanan have a right to be like a mitzvah deraisam. That's halacha like that. That a beggar, show pishtin, we don't put on tzitzis. Right, the pasuk says, Eich enecha, vatiznach mishalom nafshi, I lost my shalom to my nefesh, nishisi toivin. I forgot all about toivin. So what happened when the Churban Abai is saying about the bear, they didn't have any sholem anymore, and didn't have any toivim. My vatiznach misholem nashu, doesn't mean I lost sholem. Omer Rabavua, zu had lokes ner v'shabbos. In the Shas, the Churban Abai is, they didn't light the ner for Shabbos. So machmas had lokes ner Shabbos yizoyche, which sholem bai is. So they didn't do that, they didn't have sholem. Drash had lokes ner Shabbos, shiloy ho yoloy mimala hadlik. They didn't have anything to light. Over mokum shei ner zatrashi and sholem. There's no shalom in the house. Like we had before, there's no shalom bayis. Shoheilich, people will walk in the dark. V'nichshal, and you'll trip. For heilich ba'feli, you go on afelo. So that's the other Indian, to have near Shabbos, our shalom bayis means poshin, to be able to see where you're going in the house. And now this din taka, every single room in the house is supposed to have at least some light, at least coming into it. You don't have to keep a light on in your bedroom, but at least you have to have the hall light on, or at least light in the bathroom, that if you open up the doors, you'll be able to see into the hall or into the room. Because our shalom bayis is in your house. You have to make sure you're not going to trip and fall on Shabbos. That we said before, that's what we light, and that's what we make the brocha, and we light the mokum achila. That's as another inyan of adlakas ne Shabbos. Also an inyan as oinik Shabbos. That the suda that you eat in front of neiris is a better suda. It's more oinik. So here, b'shas t'churban, they didn't light the adlakas ne Shabbos, didn't have shalom. What's next pasuk? Neshisi toivon, they forgot toivon. The same thing as Erev Shabbos, they weren't zeicha to go into the Beis Hamerchus. They didn't have toivah. Zu rechitz and Rabbi Yechon Amar zu rechitz yudayim v'raglayim bechamin. Like we had before, do Erev Shabbos supposed to go wash your feet, wash your hands? They didn't do it. They didn't have this toivah. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafku Amar zu mitenov v'kelim noyim. With the kelim noyim shaleh, what's called toivah? To have a nice bed, a nice kelim on top of it. Rabbi Amar zumitim mitzas, a nice bed. V'isha mekashetas atamid chomim. You have a nice, beautiful wife. Mekashetas has a lot of makeup, jewelry. That's also toivah. So they didn't have that b'shas to korban abayis. Tana rabbonim, ezel osher. Who's called an osher? Kol sheyesh loy nachas ruach biyosher divrei meya. You have nachas ruach. It's quoted like the Mishnah says in novice. Is there wash or semech v'cholkei? Because you have to have nachas ruach, be happy what you have. You can have a lot of money, but if you have no nachas ruach from it, you're not called an osher. Trashi is there osher, nafkumina lemitrach ladura yamilsa. But to go after it, is nachas ruach b'oshroi, somech v'cholkei, Rashi, you have to be somech v'cholkei. Imatim rav, no matter how much you have, if you have nachas ruach, you're satisfied what you have, that's called an emistic osher. Simin, memtas kusamach. Rav Tafa Noima, Kol Sheishle is vice. He's saying again, who's called an Osher? Kol Sheishle Kuf Krom, if you have 100 vineyards, or Meir Sodis, and 100 different fields, for Kuf Avodim, and 100 Avodim, Shoivdim Behen, that's working for you. Trash Shoivdim Behen, Besodis, Avodas Rechlehem, that's called an Osher. Mashoz Mazbe means to tell you that certain people, Dafka, want to be an Osher, and they try very hard to do it. So he's telling you, don't try too hard to do it, because it's very hard to get there. Because if you want it, so as much as you can have, you're not going to be happy. You don't want to have more and more and more and more. So therefore, don't try to get it. You have an isha nor with meisim, she's like a tzadikah, she does chesed. That's called an usher. She's smeich b'chalkei. We have Yosi Yomer Kol Sheyesh Le Beis Akisa Samlach Shechonai. You have a Beis Akisa next to your Shulchan. That's the Nosher. His wife, you have Nachas Ruach. Tanya Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar Weimer. Ein Madlikim Bitzri. Bitzori. You can't light near Shabbos with Tzori. What Tzori? It's type of it's oil. It burns very well, but it smells very, very good. It's like a perfume. It smells very good Tzori. My time is what's wrong with lighting from it? Since the smell smells very good, we're afraid in the middle of Shabbos we want to take some of this balsam oil that smells like perfume. So push it afraid while it's burning and smell it so good, you come to take out some oil from it. What's wrong with taking oil out of it? So Trashi, Yishema Yistapit Mimenu, Vetanya Putestefta, Hanoisin Shemel in there, Chayim Mishumavir. Whoever adds oil into the burning there is an Issa Mavir. If you take some oil out of a burning nair, it's called kibui. You're like putting out the fire a little bit. So therefore, it's exera not to use the shemen. Maybe you come to take out the oil on Shabbos. Why don't you say another time? Let's say another time. The Trashi.